Somebody who has two pieces of meat in front of him, they are both osur. One is osur because it's chela, and the other one is osur because it's basar kodesh. It's basar from a korban before zrikas hadam. Achar is achas mehem. Vein yodua even mehem achar. He ate one of the two pieces b'shogeg, and he doesn't know which one he ate. He doesn't know if he ate the chela, which in such a case he would be chayav achatzah, or if he ate the basar kodesh, which in such a case he would be chayav an asham. Maybe asham tali. He brings an asham tali since he has a suffix, whether it's chayav achatzah or an asham. And even according to the Rabbanan, who said that somebody who has a suffix me'ilas, he has a suffix whether he ate bas or kodesh, does not bring an asham tali. But in this case, the Chacham agrees that you bring an asham tali since you also have a suffix whether you ate the chela. And Rabbi Akiva agrees also you bring only one asham tali. Even though you have two spakes over here, you have a suffix whether you ate the chela, and you also have a suffix whether you ate the bas or kodesh, one asham tali is enough, even according to Rabbi Akiva. Achar et hashniya. Mevi chatas ba'asham vareh. If after he ate the first piece, he eats the second piece also b'shoigeg, in such a case, everybody would agree that you bring a chatas and an asham vadai, because certainly you ate both the chelev and the kodesh, and you chayav a chatas for eating the chelev, and an asham me'ilos for eating the kodesh. Achal echad es harishon, uba acher v'achal es hashniyah. Then maybe asham toloi, v'zem maybe asham toloi. If one person came along and ate the first piece b'shoigeg, and then a second person came and ate the second piece b'shoigeg, then each one of them would bring an asham tali. Each one of them has a suffix, whether he ate the chelev or the kodesh. So therefore, each one of them, since he has a suffix, whether it's chayav achatas or an asham, would bring an asham tali. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shneim mevi'im chatas v'asham. Rabbi Shimon holds that they don't bring an asham tali. Instead, they bring a chatas and an asham vada. They would buy the two korbanos b'shusas, they would split the cup. And then b'shas hakrabas hachatas, when the chatas is being brought, each one would say to the other, if you're the one that ate the chelek, then I'm giving you my chelek in the chatas. And then b'shas hakrabas ha'asham, when the asham is brought, they would say to each other, if you're the one that ate the kodesh, then I'm giving you my chelek in the asham. And that way, the person who ate the chelek has the entire chatas for himself, and the person who ate the kodesh has the entire asham for himself, and that way, they could bring a chatas and an asham butter. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ain't shnayim mevin chatas v'asham. Rabbi Yossi says you can't bring a chatas v'asham b'shutis, they cannot be brought out tonight, so therefore Rabbi Yossi agrees with the Tanakhama that each one would bring an asham tov. Somebody who has two pieces of chelev in front of him. One of them is regular chelev, and the other one is chelev from a korban. And the chelev of a korban is put on the mizbeach. Acha achas mehem, ben yedua eza mehem acha. Maybe chatas. He ate one of them b'shoigeg, and he doesn't know which one he ate. He doesn't know if he ate the regular chelev, or if he ate the chelev kodesh, he has to bring a chatas. As in either case, he ate chelev. He has to bring a chatas for eating chelev b'shoigeg. And even though he also has a suffix, as maybe he ate the chelev kodesh, which in such a case he would have to bring an asham me'ilos if he was mal from hegdish. But the Tanakhama holds like the Chachamim, that you do not bring an asham tali for suffix me'ilos, so therefore you only have to bring one korban chatas. Rabbi Akiva Aymer may be Asham Tali. Rabbi Akiva said, besides bringing a chatas for eating chelev, you also have to bring an Asham Tali. As you have a suffix, you might have eaten the chelev kodesh, and for a suffix milos, according to Rabbi Akiva, you bring an Asham Tali. Achar es hashniyah. Maybe shtei chatos v'asham vada. If after eating the first piece, he also ate the second piece b'shoigeg, in such a case, he has to bring two chatos and also an Asham, as he ate chelev twice. For each time you ate chelev, you have to bring a chatas. If we're talking about where you ate the two pieces of chelev b'shtei halamos, that after eating the first piece of chelev, you realized that you had eaten chelev, and then you made a mistake again and ate the second piece. So since you ate the two pieces of chelev b'shtei halamos, you have to bring two chatos. And you also have to bring an asham vada and asham me'ilos. And since you ate both pieces, you also ate the chelev kodesh, so you were mal from hegdish, so you have to bring an asham vada. Achal echad et harishonah. Then maybe chatos, then maybe chatos. If one person ate the first piece b'shoigeg, then a second person came along and ate the second piece also b'shoigeg, each one of them would bring a chatos, and since both pieces are chelev, each one of them ate chelev and had to bring a chatos for eating chelev. But you don't have to bring an asham tali, even though each one also has a suffix, and maybe he ate the chelev kodesh and was mal from hegdish, this time a whole bunch of chachamim, that you don't bring an asham tali for suffix milos. Rabbi Akiva Omer, then maybe Asham Tali, then maybe Asham Tali. Rabbi Akiva said, besides the chatas that each one has to bring for eating chelev, Each one also has to bring an asan tali. If each one of them also has a suffix, if maybe he ate the chalas kodesh and was mal from hegdish, and Rabbi Kiva holds, you bring an asan tali for suffix meilus. Rabbi Shimon Aymer zechatos, the zechatos, ushneim bebiim asham echad. Rabbi Shimon says each one of them has to bring a chatos for eating chalas. And they would bring one asham meilos b'shutzfit. Together they would buy an asham meilos, they would split the cost and bring it out tonight. Bishat or Kravas or Asham, each one would say to the other, if you're the one that ate the chalik kodesh, I'm giving you my chalik in the Asham, and that way they could bring an Asham Bada. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein Shnai in the Vim Asham Echad. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Shimon. He says two people can't bring an Asham Bishutfis, and Asham cannot be brought out tonight.